Hi, boys and girls. Today I'm going to read a story called The Fish's Tale, and it's a Dr. Seuss book. Hello, I'm the fish. I lead a quiet life. I swim in my bowl with my friend Diver Dan and play with my little red boat. I mind my own business, but one day all that changed. It was a rainy day. The kids were bored. Their mom was out, and the babysitter was asleep. I was having a nice, relaxing afternoon when suddenly something went bump. Who should it be but a very big cat in a very big hat? He barged into our house and picked me up in the air. Put me down, I said. You should not be here, I told him. You must go now. But that cat didn't care. He just dropped me, plop, into a teapot. Then he turned the couch into his own personal trampoline. Let's play. Let's have fun, said the cat in the hat. Let's make gloppy cupcakes with frosting galore. I tried to stop him, but soon frosting was flying all over the place. I shouted, the house must be clean for Mother's party tonight. But did anybody listen to me? Then things went from bad to worse. The cat got a stain on our mother's new dress. I do not like the way you play, I told him. But that cat told me not to worry. He said he knew just how to clean up the mess. Meet thing one and thing two, he said. I did not like the look of those things at all, not one bit. For a start, they played ball in the house, and that is not allowed. Then I looked all around and said, where is our dog? What's become of poor Nevins? Don't fret, said the cat. I will find him for you. We'll use my super luxurious omnidirectional whatchamajigger. It will do the trick, said the cat. Trust me. That's when I should have known we were in big trouble. And what happened while we were out looking for Nevins? The things went to dance class and took Sally's place. They went crash. They went smash. The whole ballet was a flop. In the end, we got Nevins back all right. But the house? What a mess. I shivered in fright. Your mother is on your way home. What will she do to us? What will she say? Have no fear, said the cat. I'll be right back. Soon the cat drove up in a jalopy contraption. True to his word, he started to clean. He picked up the plates and the books in the chair. He cleaned up the milk and he cleaned up the dress. He cleaned the whole house. Then away he went, saying, farewell, fish. Now life's back to normal. I swim in my bowl with my friend Diver Dan and play with my little red boat. But things aren't quite the same. Things are a little, boring. I hope the cat in the hat comes back soon, but just for a visit. The end. I will be back tomorrow with another story.